Today's topic is quite timely. Exactly a week from today, indeed, Lag BaOmer will fall on Sunday. And there are some fascinating halachas which pertain to this situation. Let's begin with a little background applying to Sfira in general. Source number one. Amru, Shneim Es, Shneim Aser, Elev, Zugim, Tamidim, Hayolol, Rabbi Akiva, V'chula Mesu, Mipnei Shalom, Nagul, Kavad, Zebazet, Tana, Kula Mesu, Mipesach, Aratzeres. They all die between Pesach and Shavuos. Says the Meiri, Source 2, the Kabbalah, B'yad HaGaonim, Shabiyom, Lag, Va'omer, Poska, Hamisa. There's a custom not to get married from Pesach until Lag BaOmer because of the p'tira of these 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. This is quoted halacha in Shulchan Aruch, source number 3. Noagin shlodisa isha bein Pesach la'atzeres ad lam gimel ba'omer neshev oso zman Mesu Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Siv Beis, a new custom. Noagin Shaloli Stapper Ad Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer. Sha'omim Sha'oz Poskum Ilamus. Now a second custom. Not the original custom of the Gaonim. A later custom. Not to take a haircut. And according to some, not even to shave. From Pesach until Lag Ba'Omer. What's the precise end point of this custom? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Ve'en listaper at Yom Lamadal Baboker, should not shave until the 34th day, Baboker. Why Baboker? This is a custom which is reminiscent of Avelus. It's a very famous rule. Everyone has learned Avelus knows. It's called, what's the rule called? Mikses Hayom Kekulo. A fraction of the day is like the entire day. And therefore, according to the Mechaber, it's sufficient to wait until the morning of the 34th. Elam Kane, Chal Yom Lag BaOmer, Erev Shabbos, Sh'oz Mistabrim Bom Nekvara Shabbos. Normally we wait till day 34. If Lag BaOmer falls out on Friday, which it often does, then we can shave or take a haircut on Friday morning, the covered Shabbos. It's the Pesach of the Mechaber, which is presumed the Sfarda custom. Ramah, to the contrary, for us, Lag BaOmer is a holiday. But the aim is stop at Lag BaOmer for lo mi ba'erev. What do you mean, lo mi ba'erev? What do the words mean? For lo mi ba'erev. Quotes the Maril. What does it mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Source 8, Ad Lamed Gimel Ba'atzmo, Tahayinu Li'acha She'Tonei Tzachama, V'atam L'Dizu Gam Kei Mishim Mixas Hayom Kekulo, except we apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo to the 33rd day. Okay, so we wait till the morning, till sunrise, which suffices. V'lomi Ba'erev explains the Mishnah Berurah again in Source 8, Osir Aleph, V'yesh me'achronim shemekilin nistaper mi ba'erev. Obviously, mi ba'erev means from the time it gets dark, whether it be shkia or tezek ochovim, when it gets dark and it's already considered Lag BaOmer at night, that's a dispute. According to the psak of the Ramah himself says, no, should not be nistaper until the daytime. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a different opinion, it's permissible even by night. So far, so good. Whatever we discuss has nothing to do with our situation in particular, namely when Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday. Now we begin the official topic. The last line of the Ramah, here in, again in Source 3, Miu imchal biyom rishon noagin listaper biyom vav lichvod Shabbos. That's this year. If Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, there's a custom quoted by the Ramah to shave already, take a haircut already, this coming Friday, Habol and Latova. Why? It's only Lamed Aleph BaOmer. Doesn't matter. Lichvod Shabbos. But the source is incorrect. The source says Maharil. That's not true, as we shall see. The Maharil says it's prohibited. It's the Mahariv. Maharivayel. who said that it's permissive. Let's keep that in mind. So let's review very briefly. We saw today it was a tragic death of Rabbi Akiva's students during Sfira. The Miri says two new things which the Gemara does not have. One, that it ended Lag BaOmer. Two, it's a custom not to get married. Next step, the Shulchanar quotes a custom not to take a haircut until either Lag BaOmer or Lag BaOmer by day. This dispute with respect to the night before Lag BaOmer, the Ramah says no, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes some who say yes. And then finally, we come to our discussion, which is, if Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday, what's the status of Friday? So the Ramah says it's permissible based on the Marivayel, and the Maril said it's not permissible. Okay, everyone got it straight? We're here this morning to analyze this dispute, to try to figure out what they're arguing about, and how to try to understand this, these customs better. So in order to properly understand this law of the Marivayel, the Ramah, you have to go back to the source. Where did it come from? Well, the best place to see the source is to see sources 4 and 5. 4 is the Levush, which has a remarkable interpretation. From Chalag B'Yom Aleph, She'ein ha'goyim misaprim mishum chaga shalahem. Aha! You can't get your haircut on Lag BaOmer because the barbershops are closed. Because in Europe, with the blue laws, you couldn't open your shops on Sunday. They exist even in certain parts of this country. We don't go into that right now. But they had to close their barbershops on Sunday, so you couldn't take your haircut on Lag BaOmer proper. So for this reason, they allowed you to take the haircut on Friday.
What about shaving?
Good question. If a person now shaves with his own electric shaver in the house and doesn't need a barber, so you'd have to call the reason of the Levush, you'd have to wait to take a funny thing. Take your haircut on Friday, but not shave until Sunday. That's what emerged from this logic of the Levush. Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. What does that have to do with Kavod Shabbos? Is that the barbershops are closed on Sunday? Presumably it's a combination of factors. And the Levush in fact says, Shekeimet shenechukul bo rabvosa hu avelis yishona taimlon kedivrei hamekel. It's a dispute, the Marivayel against the Maril. It's an old avelis, we can really be lenient. But he throws in this idea of the barbershops closed on Sunday, which is not found anywhere else. So sure enough, the Elio Zuta, a commentary on the Levush by the author of Elio Rabba, says as follows: Kosev Malbusha Yomtov. Who's that? That is the Tosis Yomtov. His name was Reb Yomtov Lipman Heller. Many times his name is Yomtov. He wrote the Tosis Yomtov on the Mishnah. He wrote the Madana Yomtov on the Rosh. He wrote the Malbusha Yomtov. Very nice title. Malbusha Yomtov on the Levush. Ah, got the word Levush in. So it's a beautiful title, and it shows how important the Levush was, the Talmud of the Ramah, and also how important the Tosis Yomtov is. He writes from and everything. Kosim Abusha Yomtov Gimel, Afal Pisha Bishulchan Aruch Yov Tamim Mishum Kvod Shabbos, Moshe's question. So why is he throwing in a new reason that the barbershops are closed on Sunday? Nur the Mishum Deroa Maharil Oseh. The Maharil said it's prohibited, notwithstanding the fact it's Kvod Shabbos. So he threw in another reason. Lachain Kosim Zeata. Aval Emesh Matinu the Mahariv, that's the Marivayel, Shematir. And he accuses the Levush of not having seen it. L'rola d'arkei Moshe, he didn't see his Rebbe, the Maramah's works, quoting the Marivayel, so he had to make up his own reason. Says Eliyahu Zuta, that's a false accusation. V'ani yomer d'vada yoda ha-Levush d'mariv matir. Sh'revio b'agos min hod. Now, the Sfir la'edika k'maril d'oser. If you took only these considerations without the barbershops being closed on Sunday, he would have been stricter and said you should not do it, should not take a haircut or a shave on Friday. V'chein nira b'goshon. V'chein nira li, and I think it's true, we should be strict, says the Tosis Yontif. Why? The rayami mahariv hu bilikutim me'ovel she'ire yom lamed b'shabbos. Very important. An ovel, a real ovel, a real, real avelis, where the 30th day of the avelis falls out on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, the mutar lirchot biyom vav. Where does it say so? Source 6. In poga yom shloshim shal avelos b'shabbos, yom chavtes b'erev Shabbos, mutar lirchot b'erev Shabbos, af b'mkomos shenoagim shlo lirchot kol shloshim. Take a step backwards. the Rambam quotes a custom not to bathe for 30 days. This sounds very onerous and almost impossible for us to even imagine or contemplate. Bidina de Gemara, the prohibition of bathing exists only for 1 week, for the week of Shiva. The Rambam quotes a custom, I believe it's in Shin Pei Aleph, in certain places they wouldn't bathe for an entire month.
Whoa.
And there are those who, the Lashon of the Rambam there, Minig she'asru kol rechitza kol shloshim, it's called twice, which some interpret to mean even a cold bath or shower would be prohibited for an entire month. We can't even dream of that. Of course, understand, in the olden days, they had no running water, so no running hot water, and therefore they were used to getting along for quite a while without bathing or showering, so it didn't faze them that much. Today, in my opinion, for someone even who's in real Avelus, this custom no longer pertains. Number one, every single person with respect to an entire month of not bathing or showering would be considered what we call in our language an istinis. An istinis means a delicate individual. There are even certain authorities who want to be lenient in terms of showering even during Shiva, because they say today everyone showers every day, it's impossible to go for a whole week. So I myself have not joined that group of matirim. I think that it's important to keep the laws of Shiva as best as we can. I hasten to add that deodorant is permissible, contrary to some other poskim, and therefore in a covered abrius is a big faculty to remember, gentlemen. But that's what I think as far as avelus proper is concerned. However, shloshim, which was only a custom, that is already too much to handle, and since it's not Medina de Gemara, we can all say we're istinus. In addition, it's hard to find a reason to extend the prohibition of Shiva for shloshim. Where did it come from? So if you look in the Taz there in Shin Pei Aleph, he says it's because they used to, when they went to the bathhouse, they used to have a barber there. It was, you know, he had a concession. Stood outside the bathhouse and he sat there with his kalim and then gave haircuts. So the fear was, if they take a bath, you might mistakenly take a haircut as well. So therefore they, which is not allowed, of course, during shloshim, so therefore they prohibited by minig, by force of custom, even to take a bath. Today, we have a different system completely. We have our showers are in our own homes. And although there are people who shave in their own, in their bathrooms as well, but we wouldn't extend the exerut that far. So that's as far as proper avails. But okay, there were certain places in Europe where this custom existed. What happens in that kind of a situation where the 30th day is on Shabbos? Says there are more in source 6. It's permitted to bathe on Friday, the 29th of Avelus, the Kavod Shabbos. Why? The whole Medina Shara Liacha Shiva, Shinogu Lahachmer Kol Shloshim, B'chai Gavna Shari Mishim Kavod Shabbos. Here we see that if something is only a custom, and the custom would have lapsed on Shabbos morning, had it not been Shabbos that day, you would be able to take a shower that day. So the Kavod Shabbos, you can take it on Erev Shabbos. This is the Ramah. Very nice. The question is this Ramah an ample precedent for our situation when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday to take a haircut on Friday? So the Elio Zuton, source 5, cites three distinctions, three, to differentiate between the precedent of source 6 and the Ramah Yerodea Simon Tuf and our instant case, namely when Lag BaOmer falls on Sunday. Let's go through its three distinctions one by one. First, again, Hachanami, I'm in the fourth line of source 5. Af l'lag b'omer b'yom aleph, mikom makom hacha l'dlek afilu minig, elen mitzvot b'nei adam machmirim. That's what he says. Therefore, it can be lenient on Friday as well. V'hu dachuk. Three reasons. Reason one, l'lamud yom aleph miyom ha'shabbos. It's completely incommensurate. In the case of the Ramah, the day when it would have been permissible, day 30, is on Shabbos proper. So we can move it up one day, bump it up from Shabbos to Friday. Here, the permissible day is only on Sunday. Sunday is the 33rd day of the Omer. You want to bump it up 2 days? From 33 to 31? This, there's no precedent for that. That's case number one. Okay, that's distinction number one. Number two, the yod nearly the bedoro she'arak mitzvahs from the other machmir and kos of kain. V'lo l'doreinu shekulam noagin isa. The lashon of the Marival was an sira. Only some don't shave in svira or take haircuts. Today, it's a universal cost not take haircuts during svira, so therefore his leniency would not apply. And number three, v'yod nearly. In other words, the original custom, when are the days of Sphira observed? If you look in back in source 3 in Siv Gimel, Yesh Noagim Listaper Rosh Chodesh Ir V'Tol Subiyodah. Shulchan Aruch, who kept Sphira from Pesach to Lag Ba'omer, quote that those who take a shave in Rosh Chodesh Ir is a mistake. Says the Ramah, straight through. You can't take a haircut after Lag Ba'omer. What does that mean? We call it in our language today the second minute. We call the first minute. Not even on Rosh Chodesh here. Says the famous Ramah. Lo yinagu b'irachas miktsas b'negzeh u'miktsas b'negzeh v'shem lo siskodu the koshkein she'en lino het b'shteyeh. Wow, you might have thought you take the coolest of both. You only keep sphira for what? From Beis to Yudzayin, 16 days, right? So that would be that's a little bit too much. So you have to keep one of the two menhagim. Yes, right. May you go to a chasna if somebody makes it at a time when it's your minig of spheres. It's extraordinarily relevant these days. If you look in source 3, the first line, the end of the line, Avala Ares of the Kadesh Shapidami, Vinisuanami, Misha Kofatz Vikine, someone who got married despite the custom of sphera, Ain Onshin also. We don't punish him. Ramesh has a tshuva, if you don't go to his wedding, you're punishing him. So therefore, even if somebody got married today, you're allowed to go to his wedding, or Moshe says. Shouldn't punish him. That, we don't know anyone getting married today, because it's we can't have the coolest of both. But whoever got married in the first week before Rosh Chodesh, even for someone such as myself who keeps the first minute, and was sphere for me, I still went to the... Actually, I had three weddings in a row. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But in the middle of sphere. But okay, according to the psak of the of Rav Moshe, you're allowed to go and attend. And yes?
How did the second...
That's an excellent question. How did the second minute develop? The first thing we understand very well, we have a source for it in the Meiri from the Gaonim. Where did the second minute come from? It's something like that, because since we didn't say, we don't say Tachton in the month of Nisan, we don't want to have Sphere at that period of time. Whatever, there may have been other considerations as well. Okay, fine. So says the, back to source number 5, the last three lines. He says the Maharivar had a custom, what we call the first custom, that you can take a haircut after Lag Ba'omer. The Havidunmi, the Rechitza, the Mutal, the Gami Achakach. So it's very comparable to Rechitza, which is permissible after day 30 by custom. So you're allowed to just shave off a little bit at the end and permit it a day early. Aval Anachnu, Shenoagin La'esr, Achel Lag Ba'omer, that's the second minute of the Ramah. Ein Heter. Ain heter, absolutely prohibited. Ain heter. And this svara is not his own original svara. He already found in Shurik Nesa Gedola. Ain lahater listaba biyom vav, kishachar rosh chodesh ir, biyom aleph, lenogin heter rosh chodesh ir. Shurik quoted a custom which he rejected. So you can take a haircut on a rosh chodesh ir. It falls out on Sunday. You may not take a haircut on Friday, because it's not the end, it's in the middle. The only time it's any kind of head is when it's at the end. Adkan, the third distinction of the Eliyahu Zuta, thereby rejecting the precedent of the Marivail, and in fact passing the halacha that to take a shave or a haircut this Friday would be in fact prohibited. That's true. That's a different custom which is Mishnah Berurah quotes. Fascinatingly, the Eliyahu Rabba says, but if Lag Ba'omer would fall out on Shabbos, then the first question of the Eliyahu Zuta would not apply. You're only moving it up one day. What's wrong with this picture?
It doesn't happen on
can't happen. The Kaf HaChaim says it can't happen. What are you talking about? So, all right, just for your information. Good. So now let's try to analyze what this fight is really all about. What are they fighting about? What are they fighting about? So now, again, the three questions of the Eliyahu Zutta, the second is only a technical one about how prevalent the custom was, but the first question is already asked by the Maharil himself. If you look at source 7. He makes exactly this point. You can bump it up one day. You can't bump it up 2 days. To that point, which is found by the Eliyahu Zutta, already had a precedent in the Maharil himself in his prohibition. As far as the second point is concerned, namely, that it's a question coming to an end, or not an end, you take a look over here in source number 9, in the Prima Gadim, who makes this distinction as well. Shela, and this is very relevant again this year, in a slightly different case. Rosh Chodesh Sivan Shechal B'Yom Echad B'Shabbos Imutu L'Sab Averim Shabbos. For those who, in fact, shave on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We don't shave Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Those of the second class do not. When do they shave? Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah. Same question. Shloshes Yimei Hagbolah starts on Sunday. Right? Can you shave the previous Friday? Yeroa de Mutter. Kimolag Ba'om Rabbi Yom Aleph de Mutter Be'er of Shabbos. Hu Adin Kan. Same thing. Same as the Ramah said if Lag Ba'om was on Sunday. You can take a haircut on Friday, so to Shloshim Megbolas on Sunday, you can take a haircut on Friday. Pri Chodesh says, Rosh Chodesh Ir is on Sunday, you can't take a haircut on Friday. I don't know where he got it from, he says. And we can say it's a distinction. What's that? Line 3. Rosh Chodesh Sivan Adar Tvei, Sheposkin Su Milhis Abel. This trick of bumping it up a day or two early only works when this is the end point. So Lag Ba'Omer is the end point. Shlosh Me'Abola is an end point. And therefore it's permissible. If you follow this logic, Rabbos, by a show of hands, who here holds the second minute of the Ramah and keeps the laws of the custom of Sphira from Rosh Chodesh Ir until Shlosh Me'Abola? Okay, I see the majority. Who holds the first minute? Wow, it seems to be a very strong majority. For the first minute, notwithstanding the Ramah, probably even some of the Hasidim. Okay, whatever. We won't go there right now, unless it's a Sephardim. I don't see too many around who fit that. So it's probably the whatever it is. So here's a question: those individuals who raised their hand and kept keeping the second custom, does the leniency of the Ramah apply to you? In other words, for us, we keep the first custom. So this is the end point. The Sphira's days are over on next Sunday. So we can already jump it up to Friday. But for those who are keeping 2 more weeks of the laws of the customs of Sphira, so there's no end point, so perhaps for them, the leniency of the Ramah on Friday would not apply. Bad news. But that would lead to a Sphira in the Ramah. Because the Ramah himself, we saw it in Source 3, the Ramah himself says at the end of Siv Beis, if it's Lag B'Omer on Sunday, you can take a haircut on Friday. And the Ramah himself says that there are many places where they keep what we call the second minute. It doesn't point out that the initial leniency only applies to those who keep the first minute, which is a bit of a question. But nonetheless, the Ramah seems to go in this direction. But again, the question becomes now, what's the lumdus and the dispute between the Ma'arivayal and the Ma'aril with respect to taking haircuts or shaving this coming Friday? That's the question. So, I wanted to suggest that perhaps they're arguing on the very point which is found in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, but with a little bit of a twist. Again, the Ramah said over here, "Ve'en l'stap in tzivveiz, en l'stap ad lag ba'atzmo, v'lo mi ba'erev." he disallows shaving that night. The Mishnah Berura quotes Os Yud Aleph in source 8, Yesh me'achronim shemekilim l'stapim mib'erev, to take a shave or a haircut the night of Lag Ba'omer. Says the Mishnah Berura, we'll come to this a little bit in a moment, V'siyim el yirabba demikomogom lo b'inyan nisuin lo re'isi mekilim ki b'yom Lag Ba'omer atzmo v'lo b'layla shalafonov. Ochen k'shachal Lag Ba'omer b'erev Shabbos v'shas atchak lasas b'yom efshe shesh lahokal lo lasas b'layla shalafonov. Thursday night, you can't do it on Friday. So what's this all about? It seems there's a dispute as to when the celebration, if you will, of Lag Ba'omer begins. Does it begin at night, or does it begin by day? In point of fact, the Malbushe Yom Tov, the source that we had quoted earlier, discusses this at some length. And he says, the litmus test is, do you say Tachnun the Mincha before? Is there Tachnun the Mincha before Lag Ba'omer? He says it like this. The Sfardim, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, they do say Tachnun on Lag Ba'omer, including Mincha of Lag Ba'omer, notwithstanding the fact that the day before, Lamed Dalet Ba'omer, the first day you can take a haircut according to that custom, indicating that for them, the holiday only begins the next morning. And therefore, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, you can only take a haircut Lamed Dalet Ba'omer in the morning. At night is nothing, can't take a haircut, and you even say Tachnun, the Mincha, just preceding that night. However, our custom, as the Levush himself says, is that we do not say Tachnun on Erev Lag Ba'omer. For example, this Shabbos, there's no Tachnun anyway, but Tzitzchos Chatzedek, we will not, in most customs, we will not say, because it's just before Lag Ba'omer. This indicates, at least to the Malbushe Yom Tov, that for our custom is that the celebrations begin already at night. And therefore, what should happen, according to us, is it should be permissible to shave and to get married the night before. That's what he suggests. Very nice suggestion, but it flies in the face of the Ramo himself, who says, "Ein l'stavim adlag ba'atzmo, v'lo mi ba'erev." So perhaps we can explain, based on the following halacha, we're not learning Hilchos Aveilus in depth today, but you can look it up in Yoredeya. If you look in your day, as in Shin Sadi Hei, Sif Aleph, we are taught, Mikta Sayom Kukula. The Pischei Tshuva in Os Aleph there quotes a dispute. What about Miktas Halayla Kukula? The Ramban says yes, and the Rosh says no. The dispute between the Gedolei HaRishonim. What do we do? So our custom, based on the Shulchan Aruch, is we're Machmir. Mikta Sayom Kukula, as we all know, whether it be for Shiva or for Shloshim, is only in the morning. Everybody knows that. It's very, very well known. What's less well known is that the Pischei Tshuva suggests the leniency b'mokom mitzvah to rely upon the Ramban's opinion of mikta salayla kekula. That's quite a remarkable statement. And he goes into some of the details in the Pischei Tshuva. Now, the Pri Chadosh here in Hilchos Sfira and Siv Beis says we can rely upon the opinion of the Ramban of Mixas Halayla Kekula. Why? Because the Avelis here is only a custom. It's only a custom, we already saw before. When it comes to customs, you have a right to be lenient. Let me tell you what I've seen in my experience. My experience has shown me the opposite of what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are those who are lenient to take a haircut or a shave the night of Lag Ba'omer, but not to get married that night. What I've seen is the exact reverse. I've been at many weddings the night of Lag Ba'omer. You have to even watch out. Do they really wait till it's night? You know, it gets dark now pretty late. So they just, you know, almost dark, you know, and then maybe they start in advance and they stall off before he puts the ring on a finger till the sun sets or till it gets a little bit of an earlier version of Tzeis Kochavim. That's what happens in real life. But because thank God there's so many simchas and there's no, you can't get a hole. So there are, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Alpert Zecher Tzadik Livracha made a wedding many, many years ago for one of his children. I was there. It was the night preceding Lag Ba'omer. So Gedolim obviously did this. I'm sure he had Rav Moshe's blessing, otherwise he wouldn't have done it. And so this custom exists. Shaving, nah. Go around the yeshiva, the boys don't shave until the next day. That's as it says in the Ramah. So why is that? So I think the answer is simple. Getting married is a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, as we saw in Pesachet Shuvah, you rely on the pasuk, especially it's only a minig, that mitzvah salayla kakulo. It's not mitzvah to shave. Take a haircut. It's not one of the tayag mitzvahs. So therefore, the custom I think is exactly the reverse of the Mishnah Berurah. Having said this, I make the following suggestion. True, the Ramah says that in a typical year, one should not take a haircut or shave the night before Lag BaOmer. There's no mitzvah involved. Oh. But what happens in a case in which Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday? This year. So, if we prohibit shaving Motzoi Shabbos, which would be our first inclination, then stands to reason we have to prohibit shaving on Friday. Because the whole idea of moving it up, if you're moving it up, and it's going to be permissible straight through. I mean, obviously you can't shave on Shabbos, but that has nothing to do with Tzvira, right? So therefore, the only way to achieve the heter of shaving on Friday is by permitting shaving on Motzoi Shabbos. Shaving on Friday is a mitzvah to cover Shabbos. So in effect, the permissibility to shave on Motzoi Shabbos is for the mitzvah of shaving on Friday, to make it one long continuum. So therefore, the Ramah may hold that normally, if an individual is during the week Lag BaOmer, he should not shave the night before. It's not a mitzvah. But paradoxically, if Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, you can shave a Motzoi Shabbos, because if you won't be able to shave Motzoi Shabbos, we're not going to be able to allow you to shave on Friday either. That's what I was thinking. So I looked on a sefer called Bein Pesach LeShavuos, a sefer which is written by Rav Tzvi Kohn from Bnei Brak. As many of these svarim on these topics, the sefer was written a long time ago, Tovshin Mem Hey, a long time ago it was written. And there, he has a discussion of this very question. He wants to know as follows: our custom is to take a haircut, for example, a shave on Friday. What if a person didn't do it? May he take a haircut on Motzoi Shabbos? He's one of those people who usually will not take a haircut the night before. He says, no. He thinks, no. To shave on Friday is a covered Shabbos. But to shave on Motzoi Shabbos is not a covered Shabbos. Wait till Sunday. He quotes from Rabbi Yashiv. But then he quotes that Rabbi Yosef's son-in-law wrote way back in these parshas in Tovshin Mem Gimel, he thinks it's permissible to shave on Motzoi Shabbos. Why? It was already permissible for him to shave on Friday. It was permissible to shave on Friday. It's permissible to shave on Sunday. So this is a sandwich. So this is only a sandwich we could be making. It gives two precedents for it. One is, amazingly, we don't say Tachnun on Yom HaMiyuchas, the second day of Sivan. Why not? It's a plain, ordinary day. Since it's sandwiched by Rosh Chodesh and Mashlosh Me'agbola, so we throw it in as a freebie for no Tachna. See, here too, Motzei Shabbos is a freebie. And he quotes a precedent from the Gemara in Tainus, Avdalah and Hay, talks about saying, Mashiv Aruch and Morad HaGashem, the night and the morning of Simchas Torah and Chutz Laretz. So Shmuel says yes, because it's a suffix Shmini. And Rava says no. Once you already started Mashiv Aruch and Morad HaGashem in Musaf and Mincha of Shmini Atzeres, Mora says no. Kaven Shehizchil Shuvein Oposek. You have to go straight through with Mashiv. Those are his two precedents that he gives. I would like to quote a third precedent, which I think is a little bit more compelling and more on point. This is a Chidushi Haran, which is found in Masechta Moed Katan, and it's a very, very fascinating Kedusha Ran, on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Alf. Chav Gimel Amud Alf. Go back to a fascinating discussion. Somebody who keeps this custom of not bathing for 30 days. So we have a general principle. If Yontif knocks off Shloshim, you can do whatever you want. You have to do it before the Yontif. But if Yontif knocks off Shiva, and the Shloshim goes straight through till after Yontif, there are no leniencies. All the laws of Shloshim still apply. Someone passed away 3 days before Yontif. So the person did not shave Erev Yontif, because even though Yontif knocks off Shiva, he's in the middle of Shloshim. You don't have to prohibit it still, even till afterwards. Forget about it. But there are more quotes that the custom is that we can bathe. Can bathe. Why? The Shach says it's a unique dispensation. A special dispensation on the Kavod Yontif. And as soon as Yontif is over, you're not allowed to bathe again for the full 30 days. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says, quote, Kevan de Huter HaMinig Huter. They didn't want to have a minig which is Hutar V'chozer Le'isura. It seems to me that we follow the Bach. Once there's a custom which is Mutter, we don't want it to be Chozer Le'isura. And therefore, if it's Mutter on Friday, the automatic consequence must be that it's Mutter on Motzei Shabbos as well. Of course, it makes much more sense according to the first custom. And it's Mutter for good. Mutter on Friday, Mutter Motzei Shabbos, Mutter on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, straight through. But even those who accept the second custom, is clearly a Lag BaOmer, it has its own special status. Now, I'd like to prove that the Bach is right from the Chiddush Yoran in Moed Katan, Daf Mem Gimel. I will quote it to you verbatim. Can an individual who is an Avelus get married? Yes, there are leniencies to get married even though you're an Avelus in specific circumstances. Once you're getting married, you take a shave and on at the wedding. Then he says, quote, V'gam yesh la'atiro li'acha chasunoso v'giluach afal pishu tov yud beis chodesh. There is a din that you're not supposed to take a haircut for 12 months for Abba V'imo, but this fellow who got married in the middle of it, this is very common. A person gets married in the middle of the 12 months of avails for a parent. Once he took a haircut, then there's no longer any requirement to wait Achi Yigur Abba Chaveh a second time. Why? The Kevan the Ishtari. Incredible. Once it's mutter, and the Avelis is knocked off. We don't want to have something which is permissible and to go back to the status of Issa. Then he has a wild Kiddush. Once he's allowed to go to his own wedding, he can go to any wedding he wants for the rest of the year. Wow. That's already a stretch. But that's what it says in the Chiddush Yoran, a Rishon, in the Sefta Moed Katan, on Daf Chav Gimel. This is critical for us. Because you know, Halacha Lamaisa, if somebody is in Avelus for a parent, so you have to wait at Achyigru Bochaveru. Okay. That's a question, what that means. What does it mean? It means for haircuts, till your hair gets a little bit long. And for shaving, for those who shave every single day, Yigur Bochaveru is 1 day, 2 days max. What are you doing? Why don't you shave today? Yeah. Your mother never told you that. Why aren't you shaving? As a matter of fact, my Rebbe Zichron Levracha felt that it's permissible to shave during Sfira, because he felt that the minig of Sfira is only not to take haircuts, according to the custom of Yud Beis Chodesh. But Yud Beis Chodesh is the head of Achigur Bochaverov, and with respect to shaving, for those who shave every single day, it's right away Yigur Bochaverov. So there's no prohibition at all to shave during Sfira. That's my Rebbe's view on this matter. Okay. That's as far as custom. What about Meikir Adin? A person really has lost a parent, so he doesn't shave for 30 days. That's everyone knows that. Good. After 30 days, takes a shave. Okay? What about now? He has a light beard. He can get away with a day. No one's going to even scream at him and scold him. May he shave every day? Or must he wait each and every time to Yigur Bochaveru? As far as haircuts. If he waited a while, took a haircut. Must he wait each and every time to Yigur Bochaveru? Kuntu was saying, no. Once to a matter, the first Yigur Bochaverov, it's the Tutra of the Garmi, Kevan the Ishtari, based on the Chiddush Yoran in the Sechta Moed Katan, on Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Aleph. Very, very important. What will happen if a person is permitted to go to a wedding, not for his own wedding, but for his son's wedding? The poskim say if someone's an avelus, he's permitted to go to his son's wedding, not to shter the simcha, whatever it may be. So the question is, will the logic of the Ran pertain to this case as well? He can go to all the weddings he wants for the remainder of the year. So I think that's already a stretch on a stretch. That's already a little too much. And perhaps the reason is as follows. For the chosn himself, who's getting married, as to quote the Ran's expression, whole kevon the ishtri ishtri. Once it's mutter. But the word ishtri mutter means in our language putra. It's heter gomer for a person's own marriage to come to your own wedding, right? And if you're allowed to shave, etc., etc. But if your son is getting married and there's certain leniencies, so we call in our language dechuya. There's no choice. You don't want to disturb the simcha, so there's a dechuya. When it comes to dechuya, there's no din of hol v'nitcha yidach. That does not apply to all these kinds of yisur. Only by hutra, as the Raja writes in Kiddush Chaf Aleph. So therefore, this extension would not apply. Okay. So having said this, I think this is a little bit more on point than the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein's comparisons. So I think that based upon this logic, we can be matir for someone who's taking a haircut or a shave this coming Friday, based upon the Ramon, the Marivayel, it's permissible to shave again on Motzoi Shabbos. The heter Motzoi Shabbos is a prerequisite to be matir it on Friday. It has to be uninterrupted. Now yes, there is a possibility that we can be lenient, since those who keep the second minute, it's also going to go back to the Isura. Nonetheless, that's a bit of a more difficult, so it's preferred to take the first custom and apply it to the situation, which would necessitate a heter on Motzoi Shabbos as well. Now, it seems to me that we have to analyze a little bit more in the time remaining the halacha which pertains not when Lag BaOmer falls out on Shabbos, but when Shloshit on Sunday, but when Shloshit Shmei Hagbola begin on Sunday. So what in fact is the din? What in fact is halacha lemaisa? Right? Those who want to take a haircut, not this Friday, but 2 weeks later, on Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, when they normally would be waiting until the Shloshit Shmei Hagbola. So we already saw in the footnote number 9, a discussion about it, that the Prima Gadim wants to be lenient in this respect, and it makes sense. Why should they be any different than this coming Friday? And it should be better. It should be better. This coming Friday, for those who keep the second minig, is really questionable. But in 2 weeks from Friday, when it's the very end, according to everybody, it should really be better. So I want to just share you some of the wisdom of the Gdolim about this heter. The Chochma Shlomo Kluger, is printed on the side of the regular Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel. It's no raya from Lag BaOmer. Why? Because if you're not going to shave over Lag BaOmer, it's going to be prohibited to shave for a few weeks for those who keep the second custom. But over here, just wait 2 more days. It's no big deal. And then he has another twist. He's talking about Erev Shabbos when Sunday is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And there are those who shave the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He says, that's itself a chiddush, havad lo losif Allah. That's not our custom if we wait for Shlosh to make Bala, which is the case this particular year. So, most poskim would seem to reject the logic of the Chochma Shlomo. But I have to be honest with you, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, as quoted in the same Sefer, page Reish Nun Beis, says no. No. Why? It's hard to understand exactly why. He says that, well, if his Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, we have a custom of shaving on Friday, Kovod Shabbos. What does that mean? Ein mikvod ha-Shabbos shemistapim l'kvod la-Megillah BaOmer. The nechshav kiyomtev shemar bebo simcha sheposkim milamus. They mistapim erev Shabbos kod l'kvod Shabbos shekedushos yaseir b'Lag BaOmer. That's crazy. We should take a haircut on Sunday for Lag BaOmer, which is almost doesn't exist, and not take a haircut on Friday. It's an insult to Shabbos. So therefore, it's permitted on Erev Shabbos as well. However, he says, when Sof Svira is on Sunday, There's no reason to be matir on Friday. What if Shloshim literally ends on Sunday? There's no heter on Friday. He thinks the Prima Gadim is wrong. This is quite remarkable. According to Rav Moshe, it comes out backwards. He seems to suggest that the only reason that it's permissible to shave on Friday, this coming Friday, is Ramah is consistent only according to the second minute. Because then it's not the end. When it's not the end is there a head to do it on the Friday before. Not when it is the end. That's almost counterintuitive. Indeed, later Paul can point this out, that we find that the custom is to forbid this Friday, no matter what your custom is, first or second minute of Sfira, and therefore it should apply at first glance to the Friday 2 weeks hence. Again, for those who keep the second minute, to permit them to shave on Friday and take a look on the Shabbos, even though the Shloshim Megabola do not begin until the following Sunday. That's exactly the Pesach of the Prima Gadim here, found in source number 9. So with this we have concluded the halachic portion of this shiur. When Lag B'Omer falls out on Sunday, we've analyzed the general background of the Minhagim of Avelus and Sfira. When do they terminate? By night or by day? 33rd or 34th? What happens when Lag B'Omer falls out on Sunday? What is it permissible to shave on Friday? A matter of dispute. Motzei Shabbos, a matter of dispute. We extended to the question of Friday and 2 weeks afterwards, when it is Erev Shabbos, when Shloshim Hagbalah began on Sunday, also a matter of dispute. But I want to end this year with a few words about the custom itself of not getting married during the Sfira period, which again is found in source number 2 from the Me'iri. The custom of not shaving is obviously a later custom, not found in the Me'iri. The original custom was only not to get married. So I want to ask a number of questions which I believe will help us to understand this properly. First question. The very first words on source 1. Shneim asar elef zugim talmidim hayu lo l'Rabbi Akiva. What kind of phrase is this? 12,000 pairs of students. When I was a kid, they taught us Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. They never taught about 12,000 pairs. Now obviously, we know that 12,000 times 2 is 24,000. Everybody knows that. But why do they use the expression of 12,000 pairs? Question number 1. Question number 2, the end of the first line. Shalonagu kaba zelazen. How is it possible? Rabbi Akiva's students studying at the feet of the greatest rabbi of his time should not have some basic decency towards one another. Question number 3. Why do we continue to observe certain mourning periods in recognition of this loss? There have been many other losses in our history. And question number 4. Why do we have a custom not to get married? We just learned that an Avil himself is allowed to get married. So why should we create this period of time not to get married? To answer these questions, we suggest as follows. In point of fact, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were decent Talmidim. They had proper midos. They respected one another. It's inconceivable that there was no basic modicum of respect from one to another. However, there perhaps was one small failure of the female Drake Gossam, and that was as follows. When they studied with Rabbi Akiva, they studied what we call B'chavrusa. B'chavrusa means you had a study partner with whom you spent the vast majority of your time together. You study with him in the morning, you study with him at night. It was a constant studying together of two people, one with another, to imbibe the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, to anticipate it, to review it, to internalize it. It was a full-time occupation. They were preoccupied completely, every pair, in understanding the Torah of the great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. Certainly, there was a measure of honor and respect which was granted for all the Talmidim. The reason the expression 12,000 pairs is used is we're focusing on the relationship between each one of the pairs and the other. We're not discussing the other 23,000 plus. That was okay, that they had the basic respect for one another. But they lacked the very high level of respect which should be granted to one's full-time study partner. It wasn't like today I have a chavrusa for this and for that and the other thing. It was one chavrusa the whole day long. This is a very profound spiritual relationship. Two people spending all their time together studying the Torah, studying Rabbi Akiva's Torah, studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. This should engender a very high level of mutual respect between one and the other. And perhaps, Lefi Madrei Gosam, this very high level of respect was lacking. Apparently they failed to appreciate the full measure of how exalted this spiritual relationship ought to be, and how much honor should be accorded to an individual with whom you're learning Hashem's Torah, Bekiva's Torah, all day long. This explains why it says 12,000 pairs, not 24,000. It explains Lanova covered Ze La Ze, one to the other. I'm not discussing the other 23,000, just one to the other. This explains why we have commemorated this, because we are supposed to appreciate the significance of Torah study, especially in this time leading up to Shavuos. We have to understand how deep and spiritual this relationship is when we're involved in studying Torah. And perhaps, therefore, the reason that marriages do not take place in this time is because there was a failure to experience the deep spiritual relationship between one chavrus and another. Shneimer says zugos, S-L-F zugos. And what is marriage? What is marriage? Marriage is the deepest spiritual relationship which exists between two people, a husband and a wife. This is the essence of marriage as we know it. And it's fascinating, on the very same daf, Yevamah Samach Beis and Medbeis, source number one, line three, Tana Rabbanan, Ha'oev es ishto kegufo, v'mechab da yosef kegufo, olav ha'kosev omer, v'yadata kishalem ha'olech. No coincidence in our world. The same daf, where the rabbis, Rabbi Kiva's students, failed to appreciate the deep spiritual relationship of Novu Kama Zelazeta, 12,000 pairs of students, we are taught in the deepest spiritual relation, that of marriage, has to be Oeves Ishto Kigufo, HaMechab De Yosef Migufo. Why is one Kigufo, one is Yosef Migufo? The answer, I believe, is Ava is in the heart. One cannot be expected to love anyone more than he loves himself. But Mechabda is in practice. In practice, you're supposed to give honor to your wife more than you give to yourself. This is a critical lesson in marriage, and this lesson was learned on Lag BaOmer. The Pri Chodesh asks, why is Lag BaOmer a day of Simcha? Rabbi Kiva's students stopped dying. You know why they stopped dying? Because they all died. That's a Simcha. It's a good question. You don't think of that question. So the Pri Chodesh says, you know why we like a Simcha? You take a look in line 2 of Source 1. Rabbi Kiva came haya olam shamein, Ashabar Rabbi Kiva, etzer Rabbi Sena Shibidorom, Ushnolem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, and Shamua. Veheim, heim, and midu Torah, Osa Shah. Rabbi Kiva established 5 more students. They did not die, because they learned the lesson of their predecessors. There were no who covered Zebazet. That's why there's the Simcha. The Simcha, right, because of the subsequent students did not die. They did not die because of Lag BaOmer. They learned the lesson of no who covered Zebazet. What's the most popular wedding day of the entire Jewish calendar? Lag BaOmer. There are more weddings Lag BaOmer than any other day of the year. I think so. I mean, you have to do your statistics. I'm invited to 2. I don't know how many, but you fellas. So it's a very, why? On a technical level, you know why? Because you couldn't get married 2 weeks before, a couple of weeks after, different customs. But now, it's Mein Yana. That was the day when they understood the deep spiritual relationships require a very, very high measure of honor. We failed to appreciate it and feel we should not get married. Like, but we did appreciate it, that's a time to get married, a time to start a marriage which will hopefully be governed by all of us, Ishto Kegufo, Mechab De Yosef Migufo, with the understanding is the deepest spiritual relationship possible. The Chasam Sofer comments on the Pasuk V'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva famously comments, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva, in the aftermath of the terrible loss of his students, because Elo Nagu covered Zeh b'Zeh. So if you have to recha kamocha Zeh klal gadol b'Torah explains Chasam Sofer, doesn't just mean it's a klal gadol which is found in the Torah. It's a klal gadol with respect to Torah. With respect to Torah. He's discussing sharing Torah with others. But if our analysis is correct, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah means it's a special cloud when you appreciate the depth of the spirituality of Torah and the immense measure of honor that it requires. This was presumably the failure on their level of the student of Rabbi Akiva. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. When it comes to Torah, you have to understand how important it is to give honor to your study partner. That was their mistake. We have to learn their lesson. Every individual is coming together to kol yom rishon, coming together as a group. You have to give tremendous honor, zeh lazeh. Much more importantly, in your marriage relationships, which is the deepest spiritual relationship of all that we have today, we have to be mekayim, the oyev is ishto gegufo, and mechavda yosef gegufo. So it's my tefillah that we will in fact learn the lessons of Sfiras HaOmer, the lessons of the loss of the student of Rabbi Akiva, the lessons of Oyev es Ishto Gegufo or Mechab de Yosef Gegufo. And by giving honor one to another in general, and in particular to those who are closest to us, may we be privileged to see the reversal of the Avelis of Sfira, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'Yameinu Amen.